cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Program, a show which stands for love, levity, and liberty, because after all, love is the greatest power everywhere, and laughter is the best medicine, especially covering serious topics and all matters ancient, current, and quantum, right? Absolutely. It is Friday, September the 2nd, and holy smokes, you're about to have the Labor Day weekend in North America. Now listen, love, levity, liberty, we need a lot of that right now in this world. It's a mantra our mascot, the Blind Buddha. He fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9mm and smiling. He's wearing a massive blinged out gold and silver necklace, precious metals, with a digital asset token hanging from that. You hang with me in this broadcast, you'll learn the ways, if you're American, where you could literally tap into $10,000 in free silver. I'll share with you a little about that in this program. I'm your host, Brad Wozniak. I'm grateful to you Divine Lions and Lionesses for tuning in. I'm fortunate to become a Reiki master in 2015. My soul's purpose is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. And the importance of the show today is relevant to the health side of your wealth. Now, what's really important is we have just seen last week and in the markets today, some monumental events that you likely didn't figure you would ever witness in the 21st century. Yet here it is. Last night, the clone or the actor playing Joe Biden in that mask gave a broadcast that was absolutely equivalent to Nazi Europe. And the Fuhrer, what does this have to do with the stock markets and your investment? Pretty much everything, because the feeling is, and I love to share these funny memes, and here's a great guy by the name of Dan Scavino, Devin Nunes, the CEO of True Social, re-quoting what happened last night. If this has not put the financial world on notice, for those who are not awake or those who have had their heads in the sand, if this has not yet put you on notice, if you have been waiting for an investment advisor or financial advisor to take charge of your portfolio, well, it's happened. We have seen in China, I've had Dr. Kirk Elliott, two-time sovereign economist, PhD, right? Two-time PhD, sovereign economist on for months. We've been talking about precious metals. I've had Jimmy Valley on. I've had two people at Val Hill Capital on, including Mark Bauer, talking about cryptocurrency, Ripple XRP. We have seen the culmination with the lawsuits happening right now that have been happening for months at the SEC, the DOJ, the RICO cases, where banks like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, have been suppressing precious metals. They have been suppressing, pushing down the price. And what I'm about to share with you right now is just live off Gregory, almost live a few hours ago, off Gregory Mannarino's website, just one of two videos of him talking about the importance of precious metals right now. We're going to get back to this. And again, what last night's speech means for the massive crash that is about to happen that we've been warning about for months, and also Dr. Elliott, for over a year, the massive hyper bubble that is about to happen. You need to pay attention to this. If you don't have anything in the markets, if you have any loved ones, if you have any friends, family, any peers that you want to survive this, because this literally can wipe out everybody's savings. And with that, the ability for them to take care of themselves. This is extremely important. Here we go.
For your eyes, I'm not making this stuff up out of thin air. You understand? Okay. What else is happening here? Gold and silver catching a bid this morning. You know, let me talk about that real quick. A lot of you continue to write to me and are very disappointed with the performance of gold and silver. I get it. I understand that. It's not real. Again, what are they doing? Major banks, none more so than JPMorgan, is using the derivative. to manipulate.
And this is what we covered, Kirk Elliott and Dr. Elliott and I. We covered this multiple times. The $32 trillion, this was in May, the $32 trillion in derivatives positions JP Morgan Chase and banks like Bank of America have against the precious metals market, that they're not going to be able to cover those losses. They're not worth that much in the stock market. And this is about to happen. So this is what Greg is speaking about right here. This is why I'm very passionate about sharing this, because it's health, it is your wealth. In addition to that, your wealth or anybody else's allows you to move forward, because we're still in the fiat Babylonian money system economy. So pay attention to this. Here he goes. He's talking about the derivatives and why we've been saying, myself, Dr. Elliott, other amazing companies like Goldco, that you should not be investing. Stocks are toxic. You should not be investing in the derivatives, in the ETFs, in the index funds, because when push comes to shove, if you ever need to sell, that gold, that silver likely won't be there, because they are reselling the pieces of paper and what we found in discovery. They've been reselling that. That's like saying five IOUs for the same dollar and telling everybody you owe them a dollar. Well, by the way, that is also the fractional reserve banking system, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they've also been spoofing you in the markets. Prove me wrong. Go ahead. Please put that in the comments. By the way, continuing with amazing stock market investor Gregory Marino. This is a sovereign man who's been out there telling all the sheep, wake up, wake up. This is like a independent wolf who has learned from the inside of Wall Street and went out and struck out on his own. He's been sharing incredible information for years. So props to him. Here we go, about the massive corruption on Wall Street against precious metals and why everybody, it literally says right here, you need to own physical silver and gold now. Physical, not something on a piece of paper, in an index fund or an ETF. Physical gold and silver now. Here we go. He's explaining it.
Manipulate the price of the hard asset. Okay, I've covered this a million times. Only in an upside down world would a hard asset derive value from a derivative. Generally, the derivative derives value from a hard asset. But this mechanism is upside down, so banks like JP Morgan, and there's others, can get in here and twist it and rig it to the downside. Look, gold and silver are the place to be when the debt market finally does implode, right? That's all, because cash is just going to move. Cash moves through the market in predictable patterns, okay? When you have a risk-on environment, and it remains risk-on, okay, despite what we're seeing here lately with the turmoil in the market because of the instability in the debt market, okay, we got that. Eventually, when we get an implosion in the debt market, and everyone's talking about it, it's going to happen here. Major Wall Street banks, Morgan Stanley came out just a couple of days ago explaining a debt market implosion as well. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't pull this stuff out of a hat. Major banks are going to cover themselves as well, say, okay, this is going to happen. At least we warned you. Understand? So when that implosion occurs, cash is just going to move. Again, you're going to get bleeding off of cash. Cash is going to leave the debt market faster than you could possibly imagine. This is why you're going to see that rapid spike in the 10-year yield like we witnessed recently and recently before that. You know, 3.25, 3.35, 3.45, bang, four, bang, 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 higher.
All right, so there you have it. And we're going to cover on a few more items. Let me jump out of this and stop the share on Greg. I was tapping into Rich Dad's podcast. And when I went to university doing my honors economics degree at Wilfrid Laurier University, a great public indoctrination camp that they send people to, right? And I didn't finish with the honors, I should let you know. But I did a study on a guy named Harry Dent. He's the author of Boom, Bust, and Echo. And he showed the greatest migration of financial influx of cash that would happen as a result of the boom generation after World War II, right? So Robert Kiyosaki just had Harry Dent on his podcast. And as I've been saying, as Dr. Elliott has been saying on this show, when the market has crashed and we are in a Great Depression now, a global Great Depression, China banks closing down. We've seen images of tanks outside of banks where people are protesting, get their money out, haven't been able to. And we've seen Jamie Dimon a few weeks ago, just completely white as a sheet, as he's announcing at a press conference, people at JP Morgan Chase, deposit holders may not be able to get any money out. What does that mean? Soon. And now we've just heard that from Morgan Stanley, as Greg has mentioned on his YouTube. And now you get to hear from Harry Dent, who has been able to call the market with demographics almost with laser-like precision, and move over to this share with you right now. Here it is, crash of a lifetime.
Crash was following 2008. And this freedom-loving promoter of Freedom Fest banned me from it because how dare you say that? The stock market always goes up.
No.
And I went, I don't know what the heck you're doing here, but you must be smoking something.
So when you went around from late 29 to 42, when it went down lower and lower and did not get back to even until 1953, 25 years late.
So that's Harry Dent, who's just sharing with you the data that it took 25 years to recover in the stock market. I've been sharing on the show that if you've lost 30% of your portfolio of the market, you need a 60% recovery to get there. Dr. Elliott shared in the show, hey, where we are today, it could be a minimum of 25 years to get back with the current stock market. 25 years. You're having a baby now. They're going to be grown up and likely having babies of their own in 25 years, as long as you're taking roots, right? And you're taking care of yourself because of the war, that spiritual war that we're in, been waged on the light workers, the healer, basically any sentient life. War's been waged on it. So 25 years. That's crucial. Absolutely crucial, folks. Again, stay tuned. $10,000. Buddha loves gold. Buddha loves silver. It is even noted in the Bible, as Christ has pointed out. For those of you who read the Bible or you're spiritual, it's also in Tibetan. You go to Buddhist monasteries that precious metals such as gold and silver are those that are created by God. They have incredible anatomical properties within them that'll uplift the vibration whenever you are around it. You have silver that can be imbibed, gold that can be imbibed, and it decalcifies and increases your pineal gland. Just amazing applications. We're talking about having it for financial security and massive growth right now. All right, let me share with you something else. I really feel like a DJ because I'm holding up the microphone here so you can get it from me and then off the computer. You know, this is not Hollywood, folks. This is just me doing this, putting it out there to bring information to all of you out of my own pocket, with very little having your own pocket, if you will, right? So here, check this out. We've spoken about several times with Jimmy Valley of Valley Hill Capital coming on about the Ripple XRP, the SEC lawsuit. Now, the SEC, as we saw last week, they launched that lawsuit against Ripple. Remember, we've got Ripple is the company. XRP is cryptocurrency. For those of you who are new subscribers and joining for the first time, the SEC launched a lawsuit against Ripple and said that its cryptocurrency is a security, and they let Bitcoin and Ethereum go. What we've also learned in court now in the East Coast in Washington, that some of the heads of the SEC are enjoined with JP Morgan Chase and the former law firms they were partners of. And one of them went back to that law firm and have made millions of dollars for profit and profit share in Bitcoin and Ethereum. So think about this once again. You have private individuals who then went into a public capacity and launched a lawsuit from the federal government against a competitive type of business. And then they went back to the business they didn't launch the lawsuit of, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or where they were enjoined with them as partners of law firms. And they've allowed that stock to go up. They've allowed that cryptocurrency asset to go up, while in 2 years, Ripple has been tied up in massive lawsuits and legal fees in court in the United States. Well, here it is. It's come out in the discovery. And we're going to talk right now, listen to Digital Asset Investor share this video of what happened.
Video, we've laid it all out. The guys
corruption is crazy, isn't it, right? They've been corrupting us.
In this clip, they're talking about Mike Novogratz.
Not corrupting us, playing, stacking the game in their favor.
They're talking about him buying it from the Ethereum Foundation, of Vitalik Buterin and Joseph Lubin are involved here. All three of those guys, the Freedom of Information Act request from Empower, all three of those are on the list of people that potentially talked with Bill Hinman via email behind the scenes, but leading up to the Ethereum.
Bill Hinman was at the SEC, who's the one that helped co-launch that lawsuit against Ripple saying you're a security as a cryptocurrency. This is illegal and we're going to sue you. Oh, Bitcoin and Ethereum, you're friends of mine. We love you. Don't forget to pay me. You're in the free and clear. That's pretty much what we're seeing has been said here, right? That's my interpretation. Prove me wrong.
Free pass. All three of them. Ripple is now being sued by the SEC. While we know, because we have the timeline, we know that those guys were behind the scenes meeting with the SEC. And we know that Bill Hinman and his law firm that was paying him while he was there, profit sharing while he was at the SEC, that he's affiliated with all these people. While he was put, while the SEC was holding it, the Ripple at arm's length while they were trying to meet with him. We know all this. So you'll have to forgive my vitriol if I'm one of the vitriolic people. But listen to this. And while you watch this, Ripple's being sued right now by the SEC. It's been tied up in a lawsuit for over 2 years.
This is today, September 2nd.
These Ethereum guys did.
Still going on.
Listen to this.
This is this morning's video.
500,000 Ethereum to Mike Novogratz for like 99 cents or something like that. Tell me like the story of the transaction, which, well, with no worth, almost $2 billion.
I mean, I think like we in the foundation at the time, right? We had almost, you know,
here he's describing, they're literally running out of funding. The whole thing, the whole SEC lawsuit is pointing at Ripple and saying, well, you were funding your network with by selling XRP. These guys were literally running out of money. And so he tells you they sold the Ethereum to fund it. And we've got video of him telling you that they did the ICO to fund the network.
Got less and almost no Bitcoin left. All we had was the 3 million ETH, right? Okay. And so the foundation at the time like had almost nothing. And
boom, there you go. Oh, and look at that. Just interesting how we have that interference that seems to pop up from time to time as we are sharing truth bombs, right? Welcome to the life of people just sharing truth to get it out there to help humanity. All right. We're definitely being watched all the time, but we're winning. Evil's on the ropes. Okay. So back to Greg. Want to share this with you. Okay. And by the way, if you followed through this long, Buddha loves gold. You go to buddhalovesgold.com. If you're American, you have more than $50,000 in your IRA or your 401k, you can qualify for as much as $10,000 in free silver. You're about to hear from Dr. Elliot share why that is just incredible right now. But you go to buddhalovesgold.com, B-U-D-D-H-A, lovesgold.com. Again, you got to be an American. You got to have an IRA or 401k of more than $50,000 in order to qualify for this. And hey, folks, if you're not, I'm not American anyway, so I can't qualify. But I want to share with you these great opportunities as it comes around. By the way, if you're all in this for love and goodness and righteousness and helping one another, if you have any family or friends or peers who are in the States and they may have that, just ask them, listen, if you end up getting up to $10,000, would you split it with me 50-50 or 70-30 or 80-20? And then you could potentially get $2,000 in free silver. And as we've shared on the show, very quickly, we are seeing that silver can likely skyrocket in a matter of months from where it's currently trading around $18.50 from the suppression. Once the suppression comes off, even the CEO of HSBC, one of the largest banks in the world, has stated they expect silver to go to $100 in 12 months. That's a 5x gain. So you're $2,000. If you're 80-20 with a friend right now or a family member in the States, and they qualify for that in their IRA, they get 10, they send you $2,000 in silver, then your $2,000 in silver on that math becomes 10. Who wouldn't want that, right? Just amazing. And it'll continue to go up from there because we know the court case, the SEC and DOJ, excuse me, the DOJ is brought against the SEC and JP Morgan Chase. And if I've got that off, feel free to correct me in the comments, but this is what I read, all right? That RICO case that goes beyond the borders, we've talked about multiple times with Dr. Elliott. They are suppressing the price. You just heard it from Gregory Manarino. It is open. It's in the public. And that is another thing that has them scared shitless. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they're not going to be able to cover the losses. And they've printed so much. You saw the little Biden V for Vendetta graphic from last night's speech. They printed so much they can't cover it, right? And so precious metals and cryptocurrencies that are backed by precious metals, or the new ones like XRP and Ripple, we all believe, we see this, we feel this, that it is literally going to go beyond the moon and be investments unlike anything we've seen as human beings in this planet since they installed the Babylonian money system on us for measurements of control, of course, right? So listen to this from Dr. Elliott, just sharing this recently, yesterday, about what is going on in the economy.
Interest rates, the political chaos, right? Everything that's being done, even in the sluggish economy that we have globally, 1.2 billion ounces of silver are needed for industrial demand, manufacturing demand this year alone. Only 2 billion ounces are mined every year by the mines. That's only 800 million ounces left for all of the world to invest in, right? So when you've got that kind of a discrepancy because of these supply chain disruptions that we have, low supply, high demand, that always causes prices to go up. That's economics 101. But here we've got this special unique opportunity right now where the price of silver retraced to its support level. And when you look at that, historically, if you're a chartist or whatever, I'm not necessarily a technical, I always look at the fundamentals, but from a chartist perspective, when it hits that support line, it tends to bounce up like a trampoline, right? This is a buying opportunity extraordinaire for silver, right? Because I know a lot of us that I've been talking to, you know, are sad because silver's gone down and you just purchased it over the last 4 or 5 months and it's come down. Don't let that bother you because it's going to go up. I still feel when this is done, when this silver market is done, this is just based on historical numbers, right? You know, like in 2010, silver went from $12 to $50 an ounce because that short squeeze that was happening then. This is where we're looking at right now. I still expect silver to hit $75 to $100 an ounce. The CEO of HSBC thinks all else being equal, the trend that we're on with these supply chain disruptions and everything else, he's expecting $100 an ounce in silver before this is done. So this is what I've been saying.
There you have it. $100 from the CEO of HSBC, and also a reason why, and Dr. Elliott hasn't even mentioned the suppression in this one, but we all know, and he has shared it many times on our show and revealed it, that when that comes off, you're also going to see potentially a 5x growth in gold. And so when you peg silver to gold, it's supposed to be 20-1. Right now it's over 90-1. And then when that's supposed to come up and gold is supposed to go to the moon. So you have massive potential gains that are available to you. BuddhaLovesGold.com. You go there if you're an American and you have over $50,000 in an IRA or 401k. You got that as a minimum. You could qualify up for up to $10,000 in free silver, and you will be sent your free gold IRA kit. The amazing thing is this incredible company is a recipient for the last half decade of an Inc. 5000 award. It was 2021 company of the year. It's earned over 1,000 five-star customer ratings, AAA+ Better Business Bureau, AAA+ by the Business Consumer Alliance. And I'm here to share with you folks, you know, we've had people who are calling in from around the world that want to buy silver, buy gold. Well, here's an opportunity to get it from a very well-trusted company. Again, you can go to BuddhaLovesGold.com as long as you're American, and you can get your gold IRA kit, and you've got a minimum $50,000 in an IRA or 401k, then you could qualify for up to $10,000. Receive that for free in silver. By the way, it's pretty cool because gold IRAs have, and silver in IRAs have helped thousands. It's right now, I understand that there's over $1 billion in retirement savings that have been protected. And you've just heard it from these whales, whether it's Gregory Mannarino or you've heard it from Dr. Elliott just now. This is very, very powerful. All right, going to jump into another video. Let's go back to Greg for a second, because this is why we are going crazy in terms of sounding the alarm to wake up as many people to take action. Now, to listen to this, what Greg has to say about the hyper debt bubble, a super bubble bursting. And again, you have tens of trillions been printed. In 2008, we're talking 800 billion. Do you remember that? And we went crazy. Now we're talking the equivalent of 300 times that number from 2008. And people just don't seem to be batting an eye. here's what is about to happen. It's not going to happen. It is about to happen.
Some horrible dark cloud, and that is this hyper debt bubble. It's going to burst. And when it does, it's going to take everything with it. And it's not, again, just an issue with the stock market or even the financial system itself. This is going to lead to a massive loss of human life around the world. It's going to play out to
human life. It's a massive loss of human life. This is why I'm talking about health and wealth. And this is about human life, existence. They, the globalists, want to wipe us off the face of the fucking earth, reduce the world's population to 500 million. They've chipped them, transhumanized them, run them with AI. It's already out there. It's already happened. You walk into a restaurant, you turn on the Bluetooth on your phone, you can find on your Samsung phone all these MAC codes, machine access codes. So they've already started this. And this is another lever for them to drop these bombs on us. So here it is, Greg sharing that this is going to, there is going to be a loss of life. It's all about what you can do now to protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Even if you don't have money in the markets, again, share this to wake up anybody to take some action. Like we've seen, precious metals and those cryptos, and having cash on hand and making sure you got the extra food and the water. Simple stuff, simple stuff. It's right here. This is the financial apocalypse about to hit, unlike any other thing that we have felt or seen in recorded history.
Be a resource problem. Okay. Pandemonium in the streets. Again, the outcry has to be very, very big. And then they're going to issue in a new system here. The same people that have brought it to its knees, and that's what they're doing. That's what central banks are doing right now. You have to understand something about central banks in case you don't know. They are serial bubble blowers. They go out of their way to inflate a bubble, and then they allow it to deflate. They inflate a bubble, they allow it to deflate. But we never, ever see anything like this now. This monster super bubble in debt. And when that bubble bursts, everything's going to get so real for people. They're not going to, the world that they believe that they live in is going to change dramatically. So, you know, don't blow this stuff off. And I know you don't. If you follow this blog, you get it. You understand how serious this is. Anyway, that's the story today, people. Keep your eye on the dollar.
Okay, and that's from his update today, this afternoon. Just like get it out there right now before the weekend, because we know they do stuff on the weekends. They like to sneak things by. And this was published just 2-3 days ago, August 31st, on GMO. Yeah, I know what it sounds like. This is a massive private equity firm that was co-founded, run by Jeremy Grantham. And this is literally saying, entering the Super Bubble's final act. Like we've seen, what do these nasties do? They articulate a message that, hey, this pain is going to come. You saw it from the Fed chairman, literally said those words in the press conference a week and a half ago. Pain. They said, what do you expect for the American public and the global economy? Pain. Literally, like right out of Rocky, right? Pain. We have seen that from JP Morgan Chase. We're seeing the RICO cases. We're seeing the SEC get caught colluding with JP Morgan Chase and the CCP and Bitcoin and Ethereum to pump up their price in the market and slam Ripple XRP. And here we have the super bubble. Folks, it very well could be on Tuesday we wake up in the world, the financial world, is unlike we've ever seen. Tuesday, it very well could be. Hopefully not Tuesday, but we know it's coming. Hopefully it hangs out for another few weeks, but we all feel it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. We all feel this. Those who are tapped in, that have unleashed their intuition, that can do remote viewing. You can read charts. You can see stocks. You can read the, you know, residential mortgage-backed securities. By the way, over a million adjustable rate mortgages, over 1 million in the United States are about to come due and adjust in 90 days, over the next 90 days, 1 million. Guess what? When those were filled 3 years ago, the fixed rate was at about 2.2%. Now the fixed rate is at 6.5%. And by the way, that fixed rate has doubled for mortgage holders, doubled since January. So what's going to happen with everybody who took out an ARM 2-3 years ago, and now you have 60% of American households living paycheck to paycheck? We now have inflation, true inflation, at over 60% based on core CPI before it was changed, 95, as Dr. Elliott shared. Massive pain. So the banks that are holding the paper on that, and then the FDIC, who is supposed to insure the deposit holders, and then on top of that, Fannie and Freddie, are they going to be able to pay it back since the U.S. is in debt? I reported a roughly $34 trillion. We don't think so. We don't see that happening, right? Here's a final note to share with you all. And like I said, and it's, and like everybody is finally saying now, and they looked at us from, you're a little bit crazy, right? We're totally the conspiracy theorist. This is not right. You know, you put that thing over the face, you get that thing in the arm, it's safe, it's effective. You know, just listen to the narrative that's being pumped out by the talking heads on the major networks and also the propagandists. I mean, politicians, they say it, right? Well, get look who's been proven right versus those who've been proven wrong. And now look who else is on board with the things that we've been sharing for months or years. Here we are. Remember, Harry Dent, just in 1929, shared that it would be it was a 25-year recovery. We have surpassed anything that looks like on a per capita adjusted basis today in 2022, vastly surpassed anything that we saw eclipse in the 1929 and stock market crash in the dirty 30s, vastly surpassed that. So something's about to happen. We know what's going to happen. It's going to be major. Take action now. You can go to BuddhaLovesGold.com and see if you can qualify and get 10 grand in free silver. Got to be American. Got to have an IRA or 401k. And you have to have $50,000 minimum. Remember, buy physical silver and gold. You just heard it from Reagan Manarino. This is me. In an opinion, not a financial advisor, not an investment advisor, just a sovereign soul, understanding that the fiat currency system is about to collapse. And anything that is not backed by precious metals, gold or silver, which we've seen the petrodollar, and the ruble is the number one currency in the world. The ruble, yeah, because it's all backed by gold. The BRICS countries are jumping on. Certain European countries are jumping on, and here you are. So why aren't you too? And in June, we saw a report that came out that over $35 trillion in gold was acquired by central banks, over 120 central banks in the world. So if central banks for governments around the world are acquiring gold, why aren't you? If there's only 2 billion ounces of silver made every year and 1.2 billion are needed for industry, liquid crystals in your screens, right? Fibers that go into clothing, you name it. And there's only 800 million out there that's left to be acquired by investors. And oh, by the way, we just had reports last month that there are other central banks and also other private banks and many of the world's billionaires and mega millionaires gobbling up silver and gold privately. So the supply is extremely small. The demand is off the charts at a level that I have not seen it before, ever. And we all see where this is going. The dollars in your hand, whether it's the Canadian loonie, the euro, the Aussie dollar, forgive me all Aussies, I'm not sure the Aussie dollar, the American petrodollar is about to go bye-bye. Doesn't mean don't have some on hand now in case you can't get money out of the banks this weekend or next week or later this month in September. Go for it. BuddhaLovesGold.com for anybody who's American. You qualify. Go to that. Get your free gold IRA kit right now. which is extremely important, as you are all very much well aware. For anybody else outside the United States, you can contact, and we've set this up for a free consultation with Dr. Elliott and his team. And you can go to shopthebuddha.com/silver. So shopthebuddha.com/silver for Dr. Elliott. For anybody who's outside the United States, or you don't have 50 grand in your IRA or 401k, then you can go there. Now, there's no free silver with Dr. Elliott, but there definitely is that possibility of up to 10 grand free silver on BuddhaLoveSchool.com, as long as you meet those other requirements that I shared earlier. Thank you very much, everybody. Have yourself a lovely long weekend. Stay in faith over fear. Love wins all the time, yet it does not mean to be complacent. You've got to look after yourself, look after those around you, and make sure you have some extra water for maybe a couple weeks or months, and some extra food for a couple months, including being able to take care of other people. It is what it is. And in addition to that, some physical silver and gold on hand. And love. All the best, everybody. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you later. Tap into you later, too. Much love. Many blessings. Bye-bye.